welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Celia Behar. No, I'm just kidding. I am still Jody Sweeten, as far as I know.
I don't know if I'm Celia Behar anymore. I don't know the day
of
the week.
Do you want to be?
Not really. Like, Celia Behar is very tired and stressed out. And if there's someone out there that I could be instead of her, that'd be fantastic.
Well, we have a couple options that you may be able to trade with today on the show.
I'm in.
We are welcoming Meredith and Tiffany from Juggling the Jenkins, and That's Inappropriate, respectively. I'm sure that you guys out there have heard their amazing Facebook videos, their podcast, all of their funny stuff, and we have had them join us on the show today. So, ladies, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and give us your parenting stats really quick, like ages of your kids and how many?
Meredith?
Okay, Tiffany.
Since you're older.
Okay, bitch. So here's the thing.
There we go.
Along on our show.
Every time we record our podcast, she's got to throw me under the bus for being fucking old, and it's ridiculous.
Well, I am too.
I am going to be 40 this year.
Oh, come on. That's not old.
Thank you. I have three children. I have a 14-year-old who's going to be in high school this year, an 11-year-old going into middle school, and
a
9-year-old in elementary school.
Wow. Yeah. Woof.
Yeah. Wow.
Tiffany? Yeah.
I have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old bonus baby.
Ooh.
Oh, I like it.
And for the record, Meredith, I don't call you old because of your age. I call you old because of the things that you say.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, hey, guys, let's circle the wagons around on back. Like, weird old lady stuff.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I do speak like I am in 1910, which... fine, it's my thing, but
I mean, for those of you know, for our listeners out there that can't see her right now, she is wearing a prairie bonnet and a high-necked calico print dress, so
with a pitchfork.
It's very American Gothic. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see what Tiffany's talking about, but you know, whatever.
Thank you.
To each their own.
We should give our parenting stats, which we haven't done in a while. And also, I know Jody's dying to say how old I am now because you said you're old at 40. So why don't you tell them?
I'm not going to blow up your fucking spot. You want to talk about how old you are? That's on you.
I'm 46, so, you know,
looking
you got
good
nothing
too.
See,
on
and you know what?
Me.
I was going to say 47, so it's much better that you told your age because I was going to age you by a year.
Wow. Fuck you. I got like 2 more months before I turned 47. I'm hanging on to the 46 as long as I can.
I'm 38, so I,
Yeah. Well, and I have 2 kids. I have Harper and Lulu. Harper is 13 and it shows. And Lulu is 8. She'll be 9 in August.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have B, who is 9, as I remembered this time.
Because
I fucked that up a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
We talked about that on the show, that I didn't remember how old my kid was until I told her that when she turned 9. And she just looked at me and she was like, Mom, I am 9.
Oh my God. She turned
9 in August, you guys. It was really bad. But anyway, I have B, who is 9, decidedly 9, and Zoe, who is 12, and it's also showing, and it's going to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's their job, to kill us, I think.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But slow. My mom used to say that having children was like being pecked to death by ducks. And I...
What a sweet reference.
It's true.
Really.
Nice,
like, and she used to tell me that, and now we just go like, peck, peck, peck. Like, that's just what it is. It's slow. It's
slow
not,
death.
It doesn't really hurt. It's just death by annoyance.
Oh,
and that's, yeah. How are you guys holding up with the homeschooling? Tiffany, are yours too little? I assume they're probably not doing homeschooling, which I don't know if it's better or worse.
Dude, I am trying. I'm trying so hard.
But by the way, just so you guys know, Tiffany is in a well while we're shooting, while we're doing this podcast. So if she sounds very, very far away, that's why.
And Jody is the loudest human being on the planet. You do a little bit.
A little bit. She's literally holding her microphone like a very tiny corn cob that's in her mouth.
I'm so sorry, I got these from the dollar store.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
If you stop buying that shit, I would get you a set of headphones.
Times are tough, Meredith.
The ones that we have, we really love.
That's
these cat ear ones, just so you know. They're pretty rad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's legit what it is. I think it's the dollar store headphones.
Yeah, if you guys could see what we're doing, like, we're all in different houses, obviously, because we're social distancing and being safe, as everyone the fuck should be. And
I'm taking a picture of us right now. Looking, there we go.
Yeah. We've got mics up to our face, headsets on. I'm in a closet. Jody's in a closet. Meredith is, I don't know. You're like, you've got a lot of fans around
you. I think Meredith's husband
you.
Actually asked if I was in a fort. Did she build a fort? Yeah. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in my garage.
Tiffany's in a well. Okay. You're in a garage and Tiffany's in a well. So.
Yeah.
She's got corn on the cob.
But she's got a little corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. And she's going to put the lotion in the basket. So,
Do you know, wait, can I just tell you, I used to say all the time when I was getting the kids out of the bath, I'd be like, she puts the lotion on the baby. Oh. And my ex-husband would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, honestly, I'd be like, I don't think that's the biggest thing that's wrong.
I yelled at him to put the fucking lotion in the basket. So that's, you were maybe better than I was.
Maybe. Well, happens.
Yeah, I actually put mine in a well, so that was really traumatizing. Well,
so, Tiffany, are your kids homeschooling or not?
By the way, we go off on tangents and interrupt, so please just tell me to shut the fuck
really
up.
We're really terrible.
Wouldn't that be messed up? My first time on your show, I'm like, can you guys just shut the fuck up so I can talk?
I think there'd be a lot of audience that like applauded you or like, thank God, someone told them.
My son's going to be in kindergarten next year. And so they're in like VPK. And so I'm trying to what do you want to learn about today? And they're like, birds. So then we'll watch like National Geographic and then draw a bird. And then I'm like, good job, we're done. Like, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Oh my God. Oh,
I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Although
me too.
That's about what I'm doing, but like with actual school, with like division.
Yeah. I guess I'm sort of right behind you. My kids are doing like a extracurricular sort of class that my friend Rachel asked them to do. And it's, all they had to do with three of their friends, is read a book. And then they're like, have to write a story sort of in the style of E.B. White. But they're doing, but guess who's teaching this class? The person that's teaching this class is John Lithgow. Because I'm friends with his daughter-in-law. So the complaining happening from my oldest daughter is killing me. Like, killing me.
Mom,
she's like, it's just not fair I have to do
it. Can I sign up for the class, please?
I mean,
please sign up.
Yeah.
I mean, and she doesn't care because she's known him since she was a baby. So she's just like, whatever. It's, you know, just, it doesn't matter. I don't care about that. I'm like,
I'm going to take my flip-flop off and come up to your house and tell your daughter.
She's about to beat her with a chunk.
Oh, my.
Do you have a long enough flip-flop where maybe it could reach 6 feet forward? Because
you haven't lived until you've beaten a child with a flip-flop. Right.
Yes.
Tell her.
In
the parking lot of a Walmart. Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Then you fully made it.
Well, then you're South Florida, baby.
Oh my God.
That's true. That's true.
And places in Alabama, I suppose. Wait, Tiffany, what were you going to say? I can hear you. Kind of.
Tell her that he's the Trinity killer.
I can't tell her about Dexter. She doesn't care about
that. Show her Dexter and she will want to learn.
You would think Shrek would do it. You've shown her far more worse things than Dexter. She's watched Game of Thrones. You would think Shrek would do it.
Yeah, she's watched Game of Thrones. She's watching Sisters and Brothers Bone and people get decapitated.
Right. Oh, and by the way, can we just say...
What's a little blood?
No big deal. Can I just also say that if you bring up the Trinity Killer to Rachel, his daughter-in-law, she doesn't love it. And, I don't know if you guys watch Dexter. You obviously did, Tiffany.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Okay, and Jody hasn't. The very first scene, or one of the very first scenes that John is in, he's naked.
I know.
And so, you know, his daughter-in-law...
He's naked?
He's naked in that first... When he gets out of the bath.
Oh, yeah.
But ass or balls?
You kind of see a little of everything. It's a lot of stuff.
I don't know what I need to see. I don't need to see John Lithgow.
Neither
balls.
Did his daughter-in-law.
That would make for an awkward Thanksgiving.
I think it did.
Can you pass the cock? Turkey.
The first time, one of the times I was with him, I had my kids, and he was like, let me take them into the reading room and, you know, like, whatever. And I just look, I'd met him a bunch of times by then, but I just looked at him and I was like, John, I was like, that's so cool. You could totally take the kids in the other room. I just got to be honest with you. I just watched your season of Dexter. I'm a little freaked out right now. Yeah. And he just was like, ha ha ha. Well, it's a good thing you knew me before that, and walked out. And Rachel just turns to me and she's like, do not ever bring that up in front of me again. Oh, I had to Silkwood shower after that episode. And I was like,
that's intense.
Like, oh, that is intense. You could have warned her.
But, like, no, it's by unreal, the way.
They're complaining
yeah, about that.
I know. But they complain about
I'm watching. I love it. I'm watching Meredith wave her family away right now.
Get out. Or just, did you just do the get out? Get go, out
of, I just got asked for a snack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine have they eat
everything.
I go to the store and they eat all the snacks the day after. And then there's
I'm
no
hiding
more snacks.
Stuff. Is anyone else hiding things places that their kids don't know? Because I am.
Yeah.
Are you?
You don't want to know where my Rolos are right now.
I'm charging my kids for snacks.
You charging them?
Yeah.
What?
They have to earn coins and they can buy snacks.
No, tell us about that. Come on.
Yeah, I
saw
it
on
the internet.
That's a good never thought I'd say this, by the way. I never thought I'd charge my kids for snacks.
Okay, that's mine.
That's a good never thought I'd say this right the fuck there.
So how does this work?
So the healthy snacks are cheaper. And the delicious snacks cost more.
That's
and so
brilliant.
If you want snack money, you got to do chores. You got to do your homework. You got to listen. And then you earn coins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
God.
So smart.
It's smart, but then you have to, like, implement it, yeah, which is something
right.
that I suck at because I'm lazy.
Yeah,
and I'm
too.
Like, I don't care. Get whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't
I'm great at
through.
Implementing it for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. Is hard. I don't want to argue with you anymore. And I know it. And I get mad at myself. I have a real hard time sometimes struggling with, like, beating myself up over not following through. You know what I mean? Where 100%. I'm like, oh, this is a great idea. I'm going to do this. And it's going to be, our lives are going to be in order once this happens. And then I do it for a day. And then everyone argues. And then it's just awful. And then fuck it. It's just easier to go back to what we were doing before that was also awful and dysfunctional.
Yep. That's about where I'm at. I feel like that sums up my entire quarantine so far, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Right.
Right. And by the way,
try to stay in a habit. Fuck it up.
No.
And then let it go.
And by the way, have you guys ever looked forward to Mother's Day less than this year? Like, I'm like, all I want for Mother's Day is for my kids not to actually maybe be here. Is that possible?
But that's my wish every Mother's
yes,
Day.
Yes, but right, now yeah. it's impossible.
And it's, yeah, because I'm not kidding. Like, I get so much hate every time I post, every year when I post about Mother's Day. But it's like, I don't want to hang out with my kids on Mother's Day, man. Like, I see them,
right.
you know,
that's
every other day.
Of the year. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know
I want to go get a massage or something.
And now we're
stuck. I wouldn't mind hanging out with my kids on Mother's Day if they acted the way I hoped that they would.
Right.
When it was a day for their mother.
Yes.
Right.
But yeah. They don't.
Do you know that my mom is crazy, by the way. It's an ongoing thing on this show.
Oh.
Every year, like, she's batshit crazy. Every year on Mother's
Day.
No,
for real.
Yeah, like, for
realsie. Yeah.
Like, has a baby doll sitting at her table that is named Little Marie that they talk to and wrote a book called Gramps Has a Ponytail. Like, she's out of her gourd. But
yeah.
Every year on Mother's Day, no matter what yeah.
But
just let that
Gramps
sink in.
Gramps Has a Ponytail, go scroll through our Instagram and you'll find it. I'm
creepiest
just telling you,
motherfucking
it's highly
thing
worth
ever.
It. Yeah.
She's and she
out.
Yeah, Gramps Has a Ponytail. You could buy it on Amazon. Don't, please, but you could. It's a true story.
Uh-huh.
She is and she comes up with, like, batshit sayings and stuff. But she every Mother's Day, she would get really pissed at us no matter what we did and at my stepfather and just storm out. But she had to do the, like, announcing she was storming out, you know, like, she would just turn to us and be like, well, this Mother's Day is just crap and I'm leaving, and, like, storm out. But, you know, kind of in the way that, like, B went and camped out on your driveway, like,
wouldn't go very far, sit
in the car or, like, drive around the block. Because
right.
no matter what we did, we didn't put enough thought into it. And every year my stepfather would get her flowers and she'd be like, that doesn't take any thought. So that doesn't count. I'd be like, well, he thought of flowers.
Getting you flowers.
And
yeah.
Also, right? He was a musician in the goddamn 60s and 70s. He doesn't have a whole lot of brain cells left, okay?
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of
thought. That he remembered what happening. The fuck There's day not... it was.
Right.
Like,
I just forgot what I was going to say. God,
on Mother's Day, did you ever storm out? Did you mess up Janice's Mother's Day?
You guys, this happens all the time. That's, yeah, how I ruined my mom's Mother's Day. Let me pick one. Okay, here it is. I think I was, 15 or 16. And I didn't get my mom a Mother's Day card.
Uh-oh.
Because I was being a selfish asshole. And I'm sure there was like 20 other things that I'd done to piss my mom off. But of course, for like 10 years after this incident happened, I would tell people and I would act like my mom was so fucking crazy and like, what is wrong with her? Only now do I absolutely understand what she did. She took off for my aunt's house in Arizona.
Oh, right.
But
I
didn't tell us she was going. So she just left. And like, we didn't hear from her for like 9 hours until she got there.
That's
and
amazing.
Called and was like, I'm at Linda's. I'm not coming home. I don't know when I'm coming back. And I was just like, oh. Okay. So my dad and I looked at each other and we were like, so pizza for dinner? Okay, cool. But I was like, is she, I fucked up. Like, that's it. Mom's not coming back. I broke mom. Like,
you did break mom.
Like, I broke mom. And at the time, my mom listens to this podcast, by the way. So mom, I'm sorry. I apologize. I know at the time I thought you were being unreasonable, and now I completely understand running away to another state and not contacting anyone, and I wish I knew more people out of state or that I could leave.
I was just thinking that. I was like, why don't... I mean, I just want to, like, go to the beach or do... I just want to be, like, away. I don't know.
But you can't.
I know. I mean, we're going to go to my... We're going to my boyfriend's house. He's nice enough to take the three of us on that. I was like, really? That's what you want to do? And he was like, yeah, I really want to be a part of it. I was like, man, that's going to be the last year you ever say that, or you're going to dump me right after this. I mean,
For Mother's Day? What are you guys
going to
do?
We're going up to Dustin's house. Like, we're going to go stay at Dustin's house.
Nice.
Yeah, it was his idea. He's, you know,
what?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Hold on.
I know, Tiffany,
are you okay?
Happening?
So, just so everyone listening knows, we just watched
Tiffany
about a minute and a half of Tiffany's FaceTime screen pausing and unpausing, but every time it would unpause, it would come back to like a extreme close-up of her with this face just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it would pause again, and then it would come back, and it was another face of like confusion.
Yeah.
And then finally she came back, and we see her go like, ah, finally. And we just,
and all of us,
every time she paused,
everyone's
out hustling snack money for the kids.
Oh my God.
Thought she was out,
crying.
You know.
Everybody's head is like tilting. The rest of us are all looking at you like a puppy that's like being whined at. Like, we're all like, what's happening? But none of us said anything until you came back.
I was like, maybe everything's fine and everything's okay. That's why they're still talking and not
it's never fine. Okay. Right.
Dude, this is my husband's iPhone and I don't know how they work. And I accidentally clicked out of you guys and then I couldn't find you again. I was looking everywhere.
How many times have I told
you
to just get
on the
iPhone?
Get an iPhone.
I've asked her repeatedly to please stop using that Android. It makes our lives so much harder. It bothers me that she has one.
It bothers me. I don't even really know you, and it bothers me that you have one.
The green text.
Oh my gosh.
When I was dating, if a guy texted me and it was green, I was like, I'm sorry, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, it was over.
I don't get the joke.
Oh my God, Tiffany.
When an Android texts an iPhone, it comes up as a green text. When we text each other,
they're
blue.
Us people in the
eye. Oh. Excuse me. Blue crew. Okay.
It's all right.
I also always knew if I was getting a green text, 100% I was going to end up with a dick pic right after the green text. Because all the Android
Android users a higher percentage dick pic
in my experience, that is the case. Never Nation, if you want to weigh in on that, you let me know. But don't send me dick pics. I meant that's not
what
I'm saying.
We're not asking for dick pics.
Don't want dick pics.
We're asking if you find there to be a higher
you found that
incident of
dick pic
green
pickery.
Text
of dick pickery
sending dick pics.
Do you guys get those?
Dick fuckery. Someone, guess what? Someone's ringing my doorbell right now, and I'm just not going to answer it. I don't know what's there. I don't know who's there. I don't know what's happening, but they're going to have to to live there on my front porch.
Okay. Well, they will. Fine. Sorry. What were you going to say, Meredith? Yeah,
that's no, right. I guarantee you there's already been a study done on that if you were to Google it, and I bet you Android users are more prone to sending, and probably not
Tiffany,
even
are you more
pro-
Tiffany, are you sending people you unsolicited dick pics?
Not today.
Twat pics? I mean, that is that.
Do you guys get those? Do you guys get D pics?
I used to when I was dating.
But like just in your inbox, like on social media.
Oh,
no. No.
No, we haven't. No.
Thank
Meredith,
God.
I thought you did.
You got a dick pic?
I've gotten a few, yes, but mostly I got them when I opened up a Snapchat account.
Uh-huh.
Literally, the first message that I got on Snapchat was some dude's winky, and I mean, it winky. Wasn't necessarily impressive at all, but my husband was like, what are you looking at? And I was like, don't know. I just opened up the Snapchat and there was a penis.
Oh my God.
And then I closed the Snapchat and I never went back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Snapchat's notorious for that.
Yeah. Right. So I was just like, I don't need a Snapchat account. I'm not 12. So no. I was, and then I thought to myself, oh, fuck, 12-year-olds are getting dick pics on Snapchat.
I said,
my kids will never have it as well.
Right.
And that's
my kids
where
were bugging me about Snapchat. And I was like, you don't need Snapchat. I was like, no.
Harper
no,
has
happening.
It, but I have the password and I go into her phone and look at it every night so I can see who's doing stuff. I
as
mean,
well,
just
as long
her cousins.
As you're monitoring, it's the same thing really with any social media with kids. Like my kids still don't have social media. My son is allowed to have it as a freshman in high school. So he's really excited about Instagram because I guess that's where the kiddos are.
Yeah, that and TikTok.
Do you see what I'm saying?
He wants the TikTok.
The kiddos are.
He wants the TikTok.
And you're right. She put her bonnet on to say kiddos and then took it off. Right.
Sorry. Sorry. It is. That's where the kids are, is the TikTok for sure.
Well, what? I don't have a TikTok account. Well,
I have. That's not true.
I do. But it's only to stalk my children on TikTok.
Same here.
Because when they put stuff on there that they're not supposed to, I comment and I go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
So remember, mom's still here.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had me on their TikToks doing stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys, I thought I was cool.
No.
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
We're not.
I'm not.
Nope.
I tried to do this one dance move that I'm pretty sure I'm sure 20 years ago I totally could have done. I look so fucking lame. I look
I
so
have to go find
lame.
It.
I'm gonna go. I saw it's, it.
Then you have
Harper
to follow
like,
her kids.
It's the
is that weird?
It back. You know what I mean? Where you kind of like you throw your little hip back. I can't. You guys, I look like I need a hip replacement when I do it. Like, I look like a limp. Like, oh, did your hip catch, old lady? Like, do you need a walker?
I thought you looked cute.
That's
Harper
what I look like
me.
When I try and do. And my kids are like, oh my God, mom.
Oh my God. Well,
that's
every
kid with
kid.
Their parents.
I'm not fucking.
Let's go, Meredith.
That's true.
What? Yes, it's every.
But
kid
it was. But that it was bad.
Oh my God, Jody
so like
just,
I'm,
did you see that?
What?
Did anyone see that? Jody's FaceTime just went to like an emergency brake light. Like, I don't know how else to explain.
It did.
It was it's
exclamation
you're too
point.
Loud. I'm telling you right now, even your phone knows that you're too loud. It was like, shut the hell up. That's what
it's
it
like
was.
Like overheating.
What is
it was
you
over.
Guys, what's happening?
I don't know. Wait.
No, now I'm concerned. That's it. And that's it. That's the aliens are coming.
Well, the aliens are here.
Yes.
We've already found that
They're
out.
Here. The Pentagon released alien videos, you guys. Did nobody see this?
I didn't see it till Jody told
fucking
me.
Fucking aliens. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Missed it all. Tiffany, did you see it?
Tiffany, tell them you're a conspiracy theorist.
All right, tell
them.
Did you? Wait. Have you watched Unacknowledged?
Yes.
Oh my God, she's watched it.
Okay,
I haven't
watched
it
the other
I
way.
Was going to
oh
watch
God.
It last night.
Of
I
course
told
I am.
You she has to watch
it. I will,
this.
I will.
This is, parents. It's totally fine to watch this with your kids. If you really want to freak them out that aliens are invading, it's completely, it's not offensive. You could watch it with your kids if you want to, you know.
Wait, Tiffany, what's your theory?
I have many.
Okay, well, on aliens,
Meredith just really, really is like, why?
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Here
Why'd
we go.
You
Don't
ask?
Don't get me started.
No, I want to know. What is it?
Go ahead.
Are
go
they
going to
take the children?
No. I think that aliens have always been here, and they hover around military bases mostly to check in on our weapons and how things are going. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're going to harm us at all. I think if anything, we are probably going to harm them at some point because we're a-holes.
Well, if history tells us anything, that'd be true.
Right.
Yeah, and birds are robots sent by the government to spy on us. That's it. That's all I have.
Even chickens?
No. Pigeons.
Oh, pigeons. Pigeons are robots sent by the government to spy on us. You know, pigeons aren't that bright. I don't think.
Well, neither
is the
government.
That's what they want you to think.
That is true. Right now, especially. God.
Well, but I could see how you could think that at Disneyland. But I'm really having a hard time like drawing that through line to all pigeons.
Or is New York
all
City.
Pigeons, or is it
it's
just
all
some
birds.
Pigeons mixed in with the all birds?
Yes.
So
if I were
to go into my backyard with a BB gun and shoot amazing. One right now, it's not a real bird, it's a robot.
If you want to try it, that's on you. Okay. But
oh my God.
I'm just letting you know.
But what
that
if I, so you're saying that if I shoot the bird and it's a real bird, that I just happen to get the one real bird out of all of the fake birds?
Yes.
Okay.
Power lines, are there charging stations?
Oh.
Okay.
Fascinating.
I don't like this awkward silence.
No, I kind of do. Wait, so Meredith, Google you've it. Obviously Wait. Heard this before, I take it.
Listen, I've heard all of her weird, and oh, yet I still love her, you know?
So that was my question. How do you guys know each other? How long have you been friends? Are you friends? Give us
your friendship stats.
Yeah, your friend. Yeah, give us your friendship stats. Celia and I have been almost married for
7 years, something like that.
Right. No.
I reached out to Tiffany genuinely from my heart because I saw one of her Facebook videos years and years ago, and I was like, you know what? This chick, she's funny. I like her. Might think birds are robots, whatever.
It's fine.
But I was like, you know, I genuinely saw her building this presence on Facebook, and her shit is just plain funny. She is genuinely one of the funniest people I've ever met. And I was like, I'm going to reach out to her and chat with her. And so I invited her to have lunch, as a good person would. Okay. Mm-hmm. And at that lunch,
I just want to say I feel a story coming.
Yeah, me
I
too. I'm excited.
Okay.
and let me tell you, I invited her for pizza, my favorite food. And we went to lunch and had a pizza pie. And I decided
pie. I heard it, Tiffany. I heard it.
Was the moon in your eye while eating this?
and what I can tell, and as we were sitting there, I just kind of felt like I had been doing this for a couple of years already, and it's a really weird space to be in. The parenting space online and social media is a weird fucking place to be in.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, people do not want to help you. They don't want to give you advice. It's like there's some secret sauce that's cloaked, and it's like, I can't help you because then it will detract from me or whatever. And so I sat down over the pizza pie, and I wanted to give Tiffany all of the things that I had learned over those 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm wanted committed.
Tiffany, how did you feel about that?
I felt like it was an intervention.
Oh my God.
A little bit.
I thought we were going to date. I was like starstruck. I was like, I've looked up to this woman forever and she wants to be my friend. And then we sat down for,
your dollar store headphones are killing us.
You know what? I'm wondering, what happens if you take them off and just talk through the computer? Is that crazy? Can we let her do that?
Yeah.
Try it.
Then she can't hear us.
No, she can. If she doesn't have headphones, I think.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, just try it through the computer.
Excuse us for this technical... I don't know what this is called.
So I've got my cell phone here with
no,
clean
now,
tweets.
No, now, but she's further down
now
the well.
She's further down the well.
I've got my cell phone here with
there
clean...
There we go. There you go.
Yes, you've got your cell phone there with you.
Here with clean slate and
clean pee,
whatever
clean
it's called.
Pee, that's right, what I call so it, that, clean pee.
So if you unplug your headphones from that and then take them out, can you hear us still?
Yes.
And now can you talk directly into the mic of your phone?
Hello, my name is Tiffany and...
No, nope.
It's a fucking Android.
It's the Android.
It's okay. There we go.
Am I just, still far away?
It's better than
no,
it was.
Not when you corn no, on the cob. It. You're good.
Yeah, just keep it. Just keep it tight, like the bitches like.
Yeah, just that tight cord.
And then
I
try to sound cool like that, and it never comes out right.
I enjoyed it.
Jody, I gotta ask you.
Yes.
What did you think about True Earth laundry strips? I know I gave you some. I'm just curious. What did you think?
Oh my gosh. I love them.
Right.
First of all, let me say that I have been teaching the kids to do their own laundry.
Well, now there's an idea.
And yeah. And so, you know, they make a mess out of pouring the liquid detergent everywhere.
Oh my God.
And it's hard for B to reach. She can't get it. It's too heavy. So mm-hmm. I still had to help. So when you drop these off, I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Because now they just tear off one little strip and throw it in the washing machine. And one strip works amazing. It's all I need. It smells really good, but they have a fragrance-free one too, which I use for Bee because her skin's a little sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. It's been working great.
Well, and the thing that, you know, so amazing, not only is it ultra convenient, like you just said, but it's a zero waste pre-measured strip of laundry detergent. So Bee doesn't have to worry about measuring anything right now.
Right.
And you know, let's talk about laundry jugs and how many end up in landfills a year. Do you know?
So many.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's 700 million laundry jugs end up in landfills every year.
Yep. And
that's
True
insane.
Earth, it's insane. And True Earth's packaging is compostable and recyclable, and it is helping reduce plastic pollution in our landfills and our oceans, which I
love that.
Yeah, it's so great. And like you said, you know, you don't have to measure it. It doesn't spill. I mean, I hate those rings around my cupboards. That's like,
oh, they get all sticky and gross. Ugh, I hate that.
And then stuff gets stuck in it. And I have cats, so cat hair gets stuck in it. I mean, it's
that's no good.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you like them. I really feel like everyone will love them and that people should just try them. And also, right now, True Earth gives back and it's matching every purchase and donating to hospitals and food banks and shelters across the USA and Canada to help those in need. So they're constantly helping the earth in a million different ways. And I just think that they're amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they also don't have chemicals in their stuff, which I really, really like because like I said, Bee has sensitive skin. So there's no parabens, it's phosphate free, free of added dyes, no chlorine bleach, biodegradable, and the fragrance-free version is actually hypoallergenic.
Ooh, see, I think I'm going to try that next.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like that idea. Well, listen, nobody loves doing laundry, so why do we keep doing it the same old inconvenient way? Laundry jugs are heavy, they leave messy residue in your cupboards, and are extremely harmful on our environment. True Earth is the new, better way to do laundry. Eliminate mess, eliminate wasteful plastic jugs, and win your cupboard space back. Also, True Earth now has free shipping on all orders worldwide. True Earth Eco Strips are a risk-free purchase. So if you aren't satisfied after using the product, they'll give you your money back. This is a no-brainer. We've got you 10% off your order. Just head over to www.true.earth and use promo code SAYTHIS at checkout. That's www.tru.earth. If you've got questions, send a message to @TrueEarthMovement on Instagram.
Okay.
You can hear me?
So it was an intervention.
Yes.
So I thought that she wanted to be my friend, but we sat down and she's like, you need to stop doing this, stop doing that. This is what you should be doing. And then she had her husband come to the date. She left that out. And he's manager. And he starts pulling out like a briefcase and paperwork. And like, I'm like, who?
Oh.
And then I was sad. I was like, we're not friends.
Oh my God.
But see, what had happened was.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This sounds like a story between Celia and I.
Yeah, it does.
There's two very different versions.
Totally. Wait, how long ago?
This was what, 2016?
No, I started making videos in 2017.
Okay.
So 2017, it was right after your Facebook parenting group one.
Oh, okay. You've been a couple of years. Parenting group thing, or you made a video about Facebook parenting.
She
groups.
Made a video pretending to be all the parents in a Facebook mom.
Oh my God,
group.
I would really like to see that because I run.
Like that one, Meredith. Was that not a
loved
that
it?
Oh, you loved it. Okay, that was
I loved everything about her videos. I was just trying to unsolicited.
Is this
help
better
her.
By chance?
Yeah, you're okay.
I just pushed another button.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You're fine.
Pushing the button.
Stop touching
buttons.
Is
it better or is it the same?
It's better.
It's
better.
Great.
That's
it's great.
You guys it's are lying, great. But that's
no,
fine.
No, no, no. Okay. It's honestly so better. It's honestly better.
No, it is. It
Tiffany,
is.
We love you. I just met you and I already know I love you. So it doesn't even matter.
But just, I was whatever. Just trying to be a helper.
But it's, I feel bad that now we've turned this into an intervention over her fucking Android.
Yeah.
It's just apparently the first time you meet people, we're just going to tell you everything that's wrong. And and know that it's because we actually like you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, now we can't hear you at all. What'd you press?
Tiffany.
What'd you press? Now
Tiffany,
you're mute.
You're on mute.
Oh my
what?
God.
I can't.
I didn't mute.
This is.
Right now?
There yes. you go. You're fine.
Now we hear you. One more time, Never Nation. This is the shit that we go through because we
wait,
all
talk,
love
Tiffany,
you.
Talk.
No. Somebody help me.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Oh my God. It's like a weird delay. I can't believe in a house of all the people in your house, there are no other headsets.
We suck.
There you go.
Don't move for the rest of the podcast.
All I got to do is unplug it from it and plug it back in, and I sound like a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. How many times do I have to tell you I'll buy you a headset? Like,
okay.
Stop buying that shit.
Money talks. Bullshit walks. Let me tell you
all Tiffany's saying is she ain't seen any headphones show up in the fucking mail. That's it.
I have been trying, whatever. I'm getting Dave in here after this podcast is over.
Oh,
and
he's going to come in with his briefcase, Tiffany. Watch out.
Oh. Careful. Careful.
Why don't you tell them when you considered us friends? Because let's just say we met in 2017, but we were not friends until
it was season one
today.
Of the podcast, wasn't it?
Halfway through 2018.
Yeah. Well, I am a very closed off person and I have big walls up and everybody that I love leaves me. So
okay,
I
don't.
So it's hard for me to let people in. And I wasn't sure that I wanted to let her into my safe space.
That's fair.
Until one day we went to Legoland together and I saw that she genuinely cared about me as a person and not a business associate.
Was it because she kept the pigeons away or?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm just.
That was it.
Right.
She, yeah.
Mm. All right. Awesome. Jody doesn't keep pigeons away
and
from
so
me.
And so somebody asked when we became friends during one of our podcasts. And I just honestly said last weekend.
Oh my God. That's.
We had already been doing the podcast for like 6 months.
Oh my God.
And I was like.
Celia, I'm so doing that next
time.
I
know you
so
are.
So when did you guys become friends?
Yesterday.
I think it was like last week that I kind of decided that maybe we're cool.
Keep her. Yeah.
Well, it's a scary place and you don't know who really like cares about you or who wants to
That's
use
true.
You.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
very,
so,
very true.
Yeah.
I totally thought that that might have been it for a while, but then I realized she actually is not an asshole. She's like a good person. And so now we're friends. And just as my heart started warming to her, she's like, by the way, we're moving away.
Okay,
just
but we
like
talked
that.
About
thus
this.
Proving your point.
Exactly.
Everyone leaves.
Everyone leaves.
And fuck everybody. Right.
Yep.
But we can still do the podcast once a week and I'm still going to come down and do the podcast live with you as often as I can. And we're trying to do a tour.
Yeah.
A live podcast tour in 2021.
Who's going to make my coffee?
We wanted to do that.
We want to do a podcast tour as well.
But now,
yeah.
But
I don't
now,
know.
I don't know what's, yeah, yeah. We did a live show.
Yeah.
We did our first live show at San Francisco Sketchfest, which it was a thing that we did.
Yeah.
Celia spanked her own ass live on stage.
Oh.
I always wanted to be a stripper. That's not exactly what I did, though.
It's never
no,
too
it
late.
It was a reenacting of a
it's
story of her, about her child. Well, but yeah, it was
yeah,
amazing.
It was. Wait, so where are you moving, Meredith? Why are you leaving?
I'm just moving four hours north. Where I'm not leaving the state of Florida. I'm still going to be able to drive down and record the podcast. But this was our opportunity. we basically live in a retirement community. Mm. And I'm not kidding when I say it's like a 55 and up neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. That's all of Florida, though.
Yeah.
Well,
from what I've heard.
Right. That is the community.
That's
more of northern
Florida. There's retirement
Florida.
Community and there's the near dead community. Yeah. But that's
and then there's Miami
too. Right.
Right.
Right. But, yes, but if you
or
go
the gays.
Which I have my best friend who's also very my best friend Eric, who's my cousin.
Who's
well,
not
we're
the,
related.
Not,
oh.
Tiffany, not you.
We're related. It's a different. he is a gay who is also mad at me. So I've got gay people mad at me. I've got Tiffany mad at me. I've got lots of people mad at me for moving.
We could be mad at you
there's
too.
There's probably
if you want.
A gay person named Tiffany mad at you out there. So
I was gonna say. We know that I'm not.
That's not. Yeah, that, yeah.
The straightest
I mean,
arrow.
She's a little fluid, so
oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. It was our window to move because my kids are moving into middle and high school.
Right.
And so I didn't want to move them once they started school. And I thought right. if I don't, because of the ages of my kids, I can't right. move for 10 fucking years.
Right. Right. Right.
Because they'll
that's
just
the,
keep.
You have to. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to start
so
the middle school
tough,
and high school.
But I also felt like my husband has given up a lot for my career over the last 6 years. And he has been wanting to move up there closer to some of his friends. And I finally was just like, you know, you've done a lot for me. And I kind of feel like it's your turn to have something. And so when we were really looking and it was like, what area do you want to go? It's where he went to school up in St. Augustine.
Okay.
And
nice.
So I was like, I'm fine with that. Like he's taken one for the team several times. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
That's yeah. well good.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a real bitch, and he's still married to me.
You're just that, just a real down ass bitch. That's
I am
in a down ass bitch in a Little House on the Prairie costume.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
Right.
If that doesn't say,
I love that you called yourself a bitch, but you're wearing a Be Kind tank top.
I'm bitchy.
It's like
it
self reminder.
Bitches be kind.
Yeah. No.
Here's the thing. I love kindness. I love good people. I have no qualms
I'm just
with
not
being
one.
Nice. No.
You're just not one, okay. Tiffany? Is that what you just said? Oh
I'm just
God.
Very direct. I am very right. blunt.
Forthright.
And my husband,
I like to use the word forthright.
I like that too.
Yeah. That's what yeah. I tell people. I'm like, I'm very forthright and I'm not for everyone.
Correct.
Right. You're an acquired taste.
I am an acquired taste. That's what I always know when I meet a girl and they're like, oh my God. I like, you know, I remember like when I was married, there was a girl that went up to my husband and was like, oh my God, I just met your wife. I love her so much. I was like, she wants to fuck you. And he was like, what? And I was like, no woman that
you.
Ever meets me likes me that much right away. Trust me when I tell you, she wants to
I did.
Fuck you. That's because you're like me. Like we were,
how did you two meet?
It's true. Well, we have talked about how we met. It was through Celia's mom.
Yeah, a mom group.
Online.
That's why I started laughing about you doing a sketch
oh.
about
that. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I run a mom group, so I'd love to see that sketch.
Yes, but it's hers is a cool mom group. It's not like those weird,
bitchy
annoying,
ones. Yeah.
Bitchy,
yeah.
twatty ones.
You go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, but anyway, and we became friends online, and
yep.
we were like online pen pals. And mm-hmm. she lived in New York at the time, and then it just so happened that when she moved out here, she moved like 3 blocks away from where I now live.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And,
crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, and so we, like, live close to each other, and, yeah, I just randomly came over one day when she was going through the loss of her sister.
Yeah, my sister and, my sister was sick at the time. She had
yeah.
cancer, and Jody saw me post something in the mom group and basically, like, showed up in the rain and was
yeah.
like, let's have coffee.
Yeah, it was very romantic,
it was.
And
it was
I
so
figured,
romantic.
You know, if there's a time to, like, worm
that's
your way
so
into getting
John
a new best
Cusack.
Friend.
That's what it is.
When someone's dying. So,
yeah. I love it.
I mean,
it.
I like to really pick on people when they're at their most
yeah.
emotional and vulnerable. And I knew that she wouldn't get rid of me
that easy,
if there
yeah.
was no one else.
No,
so,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. That's how that happened. Well, and you're leaving out your favorite part of the story about when we became friends online. I can't believe you're not calling me out for it.
That you didn't know who I was
I,
and you
I
said
didn't.
And you said you asked if our friend, our mutual friend, isn't it weird that she has the same name as that girl from the girl from Full House?
Actually, I think what I said was that it's unfortunate for her that she has.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It's unfortunate. How could I forget? It's how unfortunate for her that she has the same name as that girl from the girl from Full House.
I didn't mean it in a mean way. I meant like every time she opens up a credit card or a bank account or like puts her name as a reservation, like that people will be like,
so, Tiffany,
oh, my God.
It's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I have the unfortunate coincidence of being myself. And and you apparently suck and needed some notes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, so I get it. I get it.
There. So wait, we this show actually is never called I'd Say This because usually we have one of those.
It's called Never. What did you just say?
Never thought I'd say this. That's what it's called, right?
No, you didn't. That is not what you
what
said.
What did I say?
I don't know, but you
never
you've
can
drinking.
I say this?
You were like, it's never
drunk,
said,
by
can
the way.
I? What?
I'm not drunk. I swear
so
to God.
So bad.
I've done this show drunk before. It's not today.
Oh, so drunk.
I was
it
so
was
drunk.
Our first pandemic special.
Yeah,
we
I was
said
drunk.
Pandemic special. Celia's drunk. And she was
just I was just drunk. Yeah. And I was drunk from the night fucking before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was really, it was just, you know, it wasn't my fault.
Anyway.
It was Dustin's fault. Anyway, what I was going to say is we got one from Tiffany, or never thought I'd say this, which the charging your kids for snacks, which I totally love so fucking much and wish that I was a person that could do something like that. But they'll look at me like I'm the total dick. And then Harper will
I'd
call
have
me
to lock
name.
The cabinets.
I already hide snacks all over the house at this point because they're like, all they do is eat. Meredith, do you have a never thought I'd say this that either happened during pandemic or, you know, before?
I just had to say, stop showing your brother your butthole.
Yep.
Because they were in the pool and my son took off, the 9-year-old took off his swim trunks and jumped out and spread his cheeks. And I was like, please stop showing your brother your butthole. And then they joked that they were going to start
right
a social
now.
Media yeah. account. With the username
called your brother's butthole.
Well, they were gonna call it anus sniffer.
Oh my God!
And I was like, can
"There's
we
the
not?
Title of our episode, right
oh,
there. The title of the episode is anus sniffer."
Yeah,
I feel like we've done a lot of anus.
I know
lately.
We have.
That's
it's true.
Never mind.
Damn
that's not what
Emily.
I meant it to sound like at all.
Yeah,
Tiffany's very confused. Yeah,
my sound feed cut out and I came back.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're
we
okay.
can always tell when you come back because you look very surprised. And I think you came back right around the time we started saying butthole because you were like, what?
The fuck is, All right. So they were going to start anus sniffer. Interesting. And they're not.
Now would it be A-N-U-S-N-I-F-F-E-R? Like just kind of running it in to one word. You know what I mean?
You could. Either you way, could. You're going to have followers. You know,
yeah,
you're going to have a following.
Yeah.
Every
11-year-old
boy that I know would definitely be following anus sniffer.
I think there's going to be some older men
group.
That follow that group.
That's true. You know what? Yeah, there's a lot of people
eclectic.
Out there, actually.
Yeah, that's a lot of weird.
Speaking of buttholes, which we usually do on a frequent basis, have you guys seen the video of
the
little
girl
singing the song
about
what's in your butthole?
Yep.
Yep.
So good.
I want to know what I did in your butthole.
She's really very talented.
Yeah, and she's like, are there astronauts? Are there something else in your butthole? I want to know what's in your
butthole.
Aliens, that's right. All right, back to aliens.
Wow.
Yeah.
This
astronauts and aliens, I want to know what's inside your butthole. Which,
please.
I mean,
it depends
that's
on
that's
the
a
day,
great...
I think.
Hemorrhoids.
Right.
Hemorrhoids, yeah.
Depends
well,
on what, yeah.
It
exactly.
depends on what you ate the night before.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get Preparation H on as a sponsor for a long time because I've had hemorrhoids since the birth of my first child. And I don't understand why they have not been sponsoring me in any way, shape,
they
or form
sponsor,
up to this
right,
point.
Every parent's show.
Right.
Anything that has to do with motherhood.
I mean, we don't have hemorrhoids on our show, but my God, we talk about buttholes a lot and asses and stuff. I mean,
but it's children. They're obsessed. Why are they obsessed with butts?
I don't know.
I get it. They kind of never stop being funny.
It's true.
It's, I mean, it depends on the, I mean, anus sniffer, it's a little, it needs a little work.
It's still funny.
It's, you know, butts are funny.
I know.
They're never not funny.
It's true. I mean, I don't know. That's why I send pictures of mine to Jody when she's in a bad mood, because it's funny.
Just, she does. She moons
your
me.
Your butthole
me
or the butt?
No, just my butt.
No, just your butt.
Okay.
No, I'm not
or she
going
lays
full
naked
hole.
In front of my Christmas tree while licking a menorah with strategically placed bows and then posts the pictures on Facebook to surprise me with it.
I did do that.
That's a thing that she did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I did do that.
So,
who
welcome
took the picture?
To...
What?
another friend of mine who was also in on the joke.
Yep.
And and my mother also knew. Yeah. So that was a thing that we did.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It was good times.
It was a family affair.
It was.
We're strange. Make it a Christmas card.
I wanted to, but I just put it online on social media instead. I was single at the time. And you know what? It was not a good choice on my part.
I mean,
lots of dick pics.
Lots of dick pics after that.
Did you? Was there an uptick in the dick pics?
Oh, there was a there was an uptick. Yeah.
An uptick in the dick pic?
Yeah, an uptick. There was an uptick. There was a rise in dicks.
Really? Rise in dicks.
I know. Sorry. I had to do it. Well, we also do something called Craptastic Parenting Moment. Does anyone have one? I mean, I feel like, by the way, I feel like the episode right now, this entire episode is a goddamn fucking pandemic. Like, so much shit has gone wrong.
This entire episode is a craptastic moment.
That's totally true.
No, it isn't. It's actually been perfect.
I'm having a great time.
With four of us in four different locations, in various closets, living rooms, and garages all across the nation.
I know.
Four clean pee voice clean things pee. And four FaceTime videos.
We have on
and
cat
Tiffany
headsets. I'm in
on
my
a doll headset. Yeah. So it's, really, it's...
it's fine. You guys can say it. The podcast would be great if it wasn't for that douche.
No. No, we love you already. I told you. It's a whole thing.
I'm trying to fold myself up in my... I can't...
Is it asleep?
Okay, there we go. No, it was asleep. Like my left hip and I...
Oh my God.
I thought you said my left tit. I'm like, how did you... How did you get it?
If I sit at certain places,
right.
It falls asleep.
Because I don't have any at all.
Snoring, me neither. It's really awkward. Me neither, Meredith. I've got no boobs at all. I'm flat as a board.
So I thought, do they fall asleep? Can they do that?
I've never had that.
No. Okay.
Okay. Well, at least we know we're not missing out on that. I don't know.
You know. I am all sternum all day.
Me too.
They are great. You've got great ones.
I have no boobs at all.
I like appreciate them. You. I mean, we have roomed together several times, she and I, so
you've seen
there
each
are
other.
No secrets.
So what?
Yeah.
There's always preparation H on the back of the toilet seat every time we go out of town. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I don't hide my hemorrhoids. I have no shame in discussing it. I never had them.
I mean, apparently.
Then I had kids.
Now we know what's inside your butthole.
All the time. All the time.
There you go. That's kind of amazing. All right, craptastic parenting moment.
Go for it.
Something that you like really fucked up.
Oh.
Or you're just like, you can't believe like you're the dick, not the kids, you know, being a dick, but you're the dick. I have one every day. If you guys don't come up with one, I'm not going to talk to you ever again. I just want to tell you.
I yelled at the kids the other day about being on their electronics when I had just given them their electronics to go on their Zoom meetings for school. And then I walked back in and I started yelling, why do you have your iPad? I told you, you're not supposed to have it. And they're like looking at me like, mom, like, don't argue with me.
Was the Zoom class on there?
And
Was the Zoom all listening?
No, they were muted. And they're like, mom, we're in, you gave it back to us. We have our class, we're not playing. I was like, oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I forgot. But here's the sad thing was it was like not long enough. It was within 5 minutes that I'd given them back the things and then completely blanked out on why they were sitting there doing that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had one the other day. Lulu, my youngest, wanted to take yoga with me because I've been taking my Zoom yoga class with my teacher, Jenny Brill. And so I was like, oh, my God, yes, you should. It'll be so much fun. It'll be so much fun. And not only was it not fun, but I almost murdered her. And because she's just like farting around and she's like flipping over. And I'm like, this is the only time I have to do anything. I'm just getting more and more mad. And what made it worse was that my friend Lynn, formerly Karen, was in the class too on Zoom. And she had her kids in there. And my teacher, Karen changed her name to Lynn because we made fun of her. We made fun of Karen.
Oh,
as
I
a
was
name
like, wait.
Fest.
Carrie? Okay.
Yes. So she's going with her middle name now, Lynn, because she's tired of people being like, okay, Karen. And she's like, my name's Karen, asshole. So she's going with Lynn now. No shit. Anyway, she was in the class too in Zoom. and she had her kids, and my teacher, Jenny, who's never met her in real life, is just praising the shit out of her and her kids. Oh my God, Lynn, your kids are so cute. What are your kids? Your kids are really good at yoga. Meanwhile, Lulu is like whacking her own butt and falling over and like being, you know, giggling. And then she'd like pop up and then she'd look at me crying for no reason because she couldn't do something. And I'm doing the like, you know, talking through my teeth smile because they could still see you on Zoom. I'm like, I'm just like, yeah, I was like, you better stuff it right now. You better get it. You better get it together. You can't get out. Get out and get it. And then finally, I just turned to her and like flip my hair over my face so the camera can't see me. And I just go, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here right the fuck now. I was like, get out. And so she leaves. And then I sort of like, you know, like I'm in a stretch where I know they can't see my face. And I just start yelling at her downstairs. I'm like, I just want you to know that Jenny is complimenting Callie and Kai right now, and you suck. And I don't know why you can't do any of the things that she was telling you to do. Like, freaking the fuck out. And the best part of that story is, I apologize. I don't know if I said it, she sucked, but I definitely yelled at her. And I apologized to her later, whatever. And then I talked to Lynn, and I'm like,
it's Karen.
Yeah, it's Karen.
You're going to confuse me.
I talked to Karen, and Karen, sorry. And she is like, before I tell her the story, she's like, oh my God, I almost killed my kids today during Jenny's class. I was full on doing the smile through my teeth yell because they were being such dicks. And I'm like, oh my God. I said, I kicked Lulu out because your kids were being so good, according to Jenny. And right? She was like, no, it was all a lie. It was like a complete lie. And she's like, at the end of class.
At least they can apparently pull it together to like outwardly look like
exactly.
My kids, they're falling apart, it is obvious.
Obvious. Yeah.
From
yes.
space, you can tell that we're not getting our shit together.
Yep. So, well, apparently I was just a dick.
I have one where I also was a real piece of shit. So we're moving, right? And right. So we had to have people come in. We were showing our house. And I got the phone call at 8 a.m. that they were coming to see the house at like 10 a.m. And of course it wasn't clean and we weren't prepared. And so I pop up, I start cleaning everything. I just start screaming at the kids. I'm screaming at Dave. I'm like, all of this needs to get done. Let's get going. I finally get it to where I think the house is pretty much ready to go. All I had to do was vacuum. I vacuumed up. I looked at my watch and it was 10, they were coming at 11, it was 10:40. I look out the window and I see a minivan pull up into our driveway and I'm like, oh shit, they're here. So at that point, I was like, okay, all the kids, we'll just go out the back door as to not see them because you don't want to have that awkward exchange, right?
Because right?
We're all supposed to be socially distancing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we're not really supposed to see each other. So I see them coming up to the front. My son, my 9-year-old, comes running through with a pair of boots on. And he tracks muddy dirt footprints through the back of the house. He looks down. He looks at me. And I go, motherfucker. And I just lose it. And so I'm screaming at them to get out of the house. And I start vacuuming again. I get them out onto the porch. I pick up the vacuum. I'm carrying the vacuum in one hand. I've got a cup of coffee in the other hand. And I'm kicking at my kids. And I'm just screaming, fucking move, fucking move, fucking move. And I just start throwing stuff into the lawn for them to pick up. And then out into the street with a vacuum cleaner, a thing of paper towel, a coffee cup, the dog. My kids have all their stuff. We look like the Clampets. It was so embarrassing. The people see us. Hey, and then I throw it all into the back of my car and we just shut the door and I just scream, drive, drive, drive. And that was, it was so embarrassing.
Were the kids upset or did they call you out on
they
it?
They were not upset at all. It was just like a Tuesday, right? And into the car and I was like, I'm sorry I used that language, but at no point was it a good idea to put on a pair of boots and smash through the house that I had just vacuumed. And he was like, all right, Mom, but you know, I didn't know there was dirt on it. And I'm like, okay, Brian, just get in the car, you know? And so
Did you just impersonate his
my
list?
My children, I don't
Yes,
think...
I did. My child has a lisp.
So does mine. Mine does too, and I impersonate her
I had a lisp, and so does my little one. But mm-hmm. I think children don't actually know what hurry up means.
No.
No.
Because mine will be late for a Zoom call for, like, soccer or class or, you know, a thing that starts at a time that they're supposed to be there. That they're not on, and I'm like, hey, hurry up. And they're like, like, no, out. And I'm like, hurry up. I am. I'm mm-hmm. like, in what fucking universe are you hurrying?
In their universe.
That is not, yeah. that's not, I've never, like, hurrying
the
means you're moving quicker than you're moving currently. Because
time is slower for children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hurry up. I am. I'm like, you're not even looking for your shoes. Your feet are bare. You got to go play soccer outside. Like, you need to have your books and your, okay. I'm like,
that's everybody's kids. Right. And the people who say that it isn't, they're, we call them lie baggers on our show. You're a lie bagger.
Lie bagger.
If you tell me that your kids are well-behaved all the time, if you tell me that your kids are always on time for shit, if you tell me that your kids do all their chores, and they're super polite, you're a fucking lie bagger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never met, I've never met those people. Because I don't, I've never met a parent that's like, oh, my kid does everything.
No, me neither.
I don't like those people.
No,
I
think I'm not.
Do you not read the comments on social media?
No.
No, oh, okay. I avoid them. Nope. I don't like people.
Yes. wait, all right. Tiffany? I know, we're like almost out of time. Ooh. Like super.
I punched my kid.
Oh.
What?
You punched your kid?
It was a reflex. My son punched my daughter, and I instinctively punched him for hurting my kid.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Before I realized what happened, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm really sorry. But don't hit her, because hitting is bad.
Oh, my God.
When did you punch Kaden?
I don't remember, the other day at some point. It was instinctive. Like, it didn't even, my body just reacted. And then
I get it. They like do something, and they've done it to me, like come up and like hit, and I'm just like, boom, oh my God. Yeah. Like, I'll just like push him backwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, don't, like, yeah. You can't just come up on people like that, especially certain people. Well, that, like,
yep.
Remember Brent,
the street,
people
boy.
Just got it. Exactly. Certain people, you sneak up on me, somebody's going to get punched.
It happens. I mean, it does. It happens. I've pushed my kids before when they've, like, done things like that where, like, you know, they're like, I'm like, get off. Like, it's too much.
Stop. Yeah. Stop.
How about the 2 a.m. sidle up next to the bed
Ugh.
And then they wake you up? I have totally karate chopped a neck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Been like, ha! You know, just right in the, you know.
Mine, though, have come in and started doing that at like 5 a.m.
Oh, no.
Asking for the iPads.
No.
Because I hide the iPads and the remotes at night because they wake up in the middle of the night to get them. And so, and my bedroom door is really loud, so I hear it. They'll come in at like 5 a.m. Mom.
No.
Mom.
Nope. No.
What? Can I have my iPad? Get out.
Like, yeah, it's just, you get, like, the devil voice.
You are not waking me up at 5. I said, I will throw that goddamn iPad out the window.
You're
going
to have to throw it like a flip-flop at your kid, apparently.
Yeah. Huh?
You got to throw it like a flip-flop in Walmart, in a Walmart parking lot at your kid.
Oh, my God. My husband, one time, the kids were playing with a bottle of hand sanitizer in the back of the van, and one of them squirted
Oh, no.
And it went straight up onto the top of the car. And my husband turned around and he got the hand sanitizer and he rolled the window down and he just
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yep. It must have gone a good 25 feet and it just, and I was, and they all just look at you like, I can't believe he did that. And that's not the first time my husband has thrown something from the, you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Wow.
You know what? We all have to lose it until they pay attention.
Yep.
Because they don't.
Yep.
And then we're just the crazy people.
Yep.
And that's okay. We're just
Mom,
the crazy
people. Mom, why are you yelling? Why are you so mad?
Because you're not fine.
I don't know, because I wasn't for 3 hours prior to this.
Right.
But now I'm a little upset.
I love that Tiffany's just gone to, like, maybe, like, miming because she's afraid to talk into the mic.
I am. I have a complex now.
I know you do.
Like,
she's meanwhile the podcast can't see you, only we can.
I know, I forget.
So she's like giving us like thumbs up and stuff.
Right. It's okay. I'm
dork. Like full it's on.
I've
you
been
guys.
Getting some great screenshots of Tiffany's face, like this most of the time. So just so you know, I hope you don't mind, but those are going to be probably the things that we post up with. At least there's going to be like four pictures, one of us all looking cute, and then one where we're all just like this, and Tiffany's like just looking
cute. Yeah, that one right there.
Awesome. I don't know where this went, but this was a fun episode.
It's gone. It's gone everywhere. It's gone just everywhere. Like all of our pandemic closet specials have gone, which is nowhere fast. Yeah. Like real fast, like breakneck speed. Holy shit, what did I just listen to? Kind of fast.
Yep.
But that's okay.
Yep.
Anyway, if listeners want to find you guys, where can they find you on social media, email, homing robot pigeons? I don't know.
That's the title of the episode. Homing robot pigeons.
Right. I think just robot pigeons.
It's also
I think
good.
Robot pigeons, is it?
I will never
look
at a pigeon again.
As soon as they see it, they'll be like, Tiffany must have been on this show.
What the pigeons are going to think?
Yes, that's what the pigeons will think. I think she met the government, but yes.
Right.
Yes. All right, sorry, go on, Tiffany. What's your shout it out?
Google juggling.
No, literally, because we can't hear you.
Damn it. Did you hear?
No. Go ahead.
Oh my god. So you can find Tiffany at Juggling the Jenkins.
There we go.
Her channel across all platforms is Juggling the Jenkins. She's also a co-host on the Take It or Leave It podcast, mm-hmm. which you can find anywhere you can stream podcasts. And you can find me at That's Inappropriate.
There we go.
Where can they find us, Jody? Would you like to do it or would you like me to do it?
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing at Tiffany screaming, juggling the Jenkins into her microphone
with
and
nothing.
Cutting out.
It was amazing.
And us just watching her lose her fucking mind.
Honestly. So good.
Now you can find us if you want to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This, or you can email us at Never Thought I'd. And that's not at Never Thought I'd, but it's just at Never Thought I'd at protonmail.com.
That is correct.
Lest you think I fucked that up.
Proton?
Proton mail.
Is that a real thing?
Yes. It's just the very secure email.
We have aliens running our
It sounds like
so
it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, the little aliens and the robot chickens.
Right.
And they are the ones that handle all of our incoming mail. So... We'd like to thank him.
Sounds like Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. He runs it, actually.
Yeah.
He's our silent partner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I always liked him.
Me too.
I don't have any problem. No. He was a nice boy.
He seemed like
it. He's a very nice boy. Yeah. Better than Caillou.
Nice.
No.
Oh, we hate him.
Oh, fuck.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on this epic shit show of a podcast.
It was fun. Thank you.
And absolutely.
We did.
It was awesome to have you.
Yes, we will have to do this again. It was really fun. And thank you again so much from us for creating such amazingly wonderful, hilarious, raw, honest content about mothering and parenting. You guys really, you have captured it and you make us laugh. And I know that your videos have definitely gotten through to me during this pandemic. I have watched them and been like, oh, there's other people out there. So we really appreciate that, just so you guys
thank
know.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely.
She was talking to me,
Meredith.
Your
morning meetings, Tiffany, all of your various committee members in your brain. That's my morning every day.
Yes, so me too. I love that one. That's my favorite thing ever. I love it.
Yes.
I always forget that Tiffany is the famous one and I'm just the piece of shit that sits on the side. So sorry, Tiff. Sorry.
Oh my God.
So sorry. Oh my God.
You're so funny.
But you know what? Let's just remember, were it not for that lunch, she'd be nothing without you, Meredith. So
All it
took was one pizza pie and that was it.
That's
all
true.
Right, well, thank you again for joining us. And remember, everybody out there, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.